From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp. You are listening to the Handbell Choir of the Mendocino Presbyterian Church. During the shelter in place due to the COVID pandemic, churches have struggled to hold their flocks together. Some have held prayer services outdoors, or have driven their cars to the last remaining drive-in in Mendocino County. Some are trying to use advanced audio technology to bring church hymns to their members. At the Mendocino Presbyterian Church, Choirmaster Marie-Claire Dizing is using a program called Soundtrap to make a well-loved Christmas hymn come to life for the church choirs who are listening via the web. The Mendocino Presbyterian Church Choir is preparing the much-loved Christmas hymn Silent Night in a virtual Christmas concert. In 2019, they appeared in a live concert at Grace Community Church in Fort Bragg. This year, it's entirely virtual. I talked with choir director Marie Claire about how her love of music has developed.
I grew up listening to jazz and classical and world music and playing all those sorts of music. We had world musicians coming to our house playing music with my father, and I got to listen to them and join in. And so ever since I was little, I've been surrounded by all sorts of music.
Petra Schulte, a soprano who sings with the choir, discovered the beauty of virtual music on the web.
Well, when the pandemic started on the internet, there was this wonderful virtual choir that came about. It was incredible, where one person started with headphones, and then another person, before you knew it, there were about 20 or 30 people singing together. And I didn't know how they were doing that, but we're doing it now at Mendocino Presbyterian Church, and I'm very grateful for our choir director putting the extra effort into figuring out how we can still practice, but doing it safely and singing. It's such a joy.
Each Thursday, the MPC choir assembles via Zoom to practice. They listen to Marie Claire play each of their parts, and then they sing along. Please excuse the audio quality. To create a virtual choir, Marie Claire uses a computer program called Soundtrap. It can actually make us sing on key.
The project gives us new opportunities to play around with technology that we have available that we wouldn't otherwise be using if we were meeting in person. And that, to me, is a challenge, but it's exciting because I love new projects. And one challenge that has come up is making the vocalists in our choir feel at ease and comfortable, and explaining the new processes with them, so it's all new for everyone.
Viruses are floating around, and so we can't sing together in one room. So it's another way of doing it. So Marie Claire, she will play the piano, but we all have to mute ourselves. So I can't hear anybody, any other soprano, or I can't hear the other people. There was another soprano, but I couldn't hear her because we're doing it in Zoom or video conference. We have to mute ourselves. Otherwise, the choir director will just get this jumble in the same. We're not in the same room, even though we're in a video conference together. We'll sing Silent Night. It will be part of our Christmas celebration, where different choirs from Christian churches, and I'm sure we have always done it in person. Last year it was at Grace Community Church. It was so fun. Several choirs would sing a song, and it was just absolutely wonderful to be there together. And now we're doing it virtually. So different choirs putting together one song, and this is our first attempt at virtual singing.
We have a small choir, you know, a few tenors, a few basses, and I can just duplicate their tracks that they've recorded, so it makes it sound like we're double the size or triple the size, whatever we wish to have.
We listen to the piano playing our parts, and then we sing along. Our voices are then duplicated and enhanced to sound like a much larger group.
And so the choir director put down a layer of for the piano. And then either with headphones or without headphones, you listen to the recording of the piano, and then you sing your part. And that is another layer then. And everybody puts their layer on it so that it could sound like it's a big, big choir. Last year, we had a huge choir. It was so fun. But, you know, there is this technology where you can duplicate. Of course, you can duplicate mistakes, right?
We'll continue having our weekly choir on Zoom as new technologies become available and more readily accessible to everyone and everybody becomes more familiar with the processes. We'll just expand. And
if you want to find out how far the virtual choir movement has progressed, there are some amazing examples on YouTube. Meanwhile, the Mendocino Presbyterian Church Choir can be heard as part of a YouTube special that will be aired before Christmas featuring 10 different choirs. For KZYX News, this is Jim Cull. Here is what the choir will sound like.